You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740. Buckle up, everyone. It's time to get this show on the road. Time for Dave's Corner Garage, your Saturday morning joyride on Zoomer Radio. Got a car question for Dave or Alan? Call now, 416-360-0740, or toll free at 1-866-740-4740.
Okay, well, hello there, and we're all back, and today we're going to have a fantastic lineup for you. Joining us today are going to be Jonathan Schlue from Car Generator. Morning, Jonathan.
Good morning.
Jesse, and Jesse's back for, she's now working with Auto Careers Group. Can't even read my own writing.
Good morning. Hello.
Hi, Jesse Kessel's with us. And you got new duties too. You're changed companies.
Yes, I did. So I'm, like you said, I'm with AutoCareersGroup.com right now. I'm the director of operations there.
Wow, fancy.
And we're doing automotive recruitment. So we are looking for all different types of positions right now. Service advisors seem to be the thing we're looking for through in the GTA and outside the GTA.
Okay, so we'll get into that a little bit. Our favorite cop from the OPP, Carrie, is going to be joining us talking about that 30-car pileup they had when I was away. And so
did you have anything to do with that? Was that because you were away? We had this kind of,
you know, in the States they have that all the time. They follow you so close. The guy behind me is reading my dashboard. It's just terrible. It's everybody's in a rush, and when they bang it up, they seem to have all the time in the world. How the hell did that happen? Well, yeah, it happens. We're also going to be announcing, well, the winner of our contest. We have a gentleman that's won a set of tires from Salem for his light car or truck. I'm not giving you any hints.
Don't give it away yet.
He's driving a van. Then we're also going to give him a crown rustproofing. And in case he gets in trouble, he has to, a car generator from Jonathan over here.
Yes,
who's going to describe what he's getting. And it's going to be a dry. Is that correct?
Yep, car generator dry.
Car generator dry. And we'll do that all. Without further ado, we'll come back with Jonathan.
Wait, slow down there, Dave. I know you've been in Florida, but we got a few seconds here.
Oh.
Is it okay?
Then we'll talk about about Steve being our audience.
No. Just a reminder that because Dave brought the equipment back from Florida, you can now follow everybody on Facebook. So you go to Dave's, you go to facebook.com/ Dave's Corner Garage, and you'll be able to see throughout the entire hour the car generator that Jonathan has in. And throughout the hour, we're going to show you how this thing works. And they're all pointing to it right now. Everybody is watching, listening to it on radio going, what the heck are they doing? I can't say anything. But it's a really cool invention that he won through on Dragon's Den. And we got another minute before we go to break, Jonathan. What's it been like, especially with the snow we've had in the last week or so?
Oh, my goodness. It's actually the dream come true because we are selling these as fast as we can build them. It's just amazing. We've got people ordering them all the way from across Canada, throughout the United States, California, all the people in California. They got hit really hard with the mandatory power outages.
And Ottawa. We've got a couple people from Ottawa.
Oh, that's right, the mandatory power outages. Yeah.
Yeah, lots of people from there. So Ottawa, Gatineau. And actually, this most surprising thing is now people are actually buying it because their friends told them about it. And that's really interesting.
That's what you need, Grandma. I
got an amazing call earlier this week from my daughter's pediatrician. Who actually heard about it from his brother-in-law and called me to ask some questions about it. And I was just completely amazed. So he heard about it from a friend. So
well, it's great, you know, and that's where you can find out more. So listen, we welcome your calls about how to deal with power outages in your house and your condo or wherever your cottage. Jonathan's here for the entire hour. Jesse Kessel's in from a woman's perspective of what car industry is all about. So ladies, we invite you to call in. Guys, too. She's very nice.
Okay, come back. We're talking with Jonathan about power outages and some new
Take us out, Dave.
You're welcome to call us in here on AM 740 anytime.
Yeah!
That a girl. I like that. That's what was missing. Little electric. Yeah! Where's Santa?
I had my coffee.
Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage, and we have in studio today in from cargenerator.com and also Jesse Kessel. So, Dave, over to you.
Yes.
Get the rust off your Florida tan there and go to it.
Well, you know what? I'm peeling, and it's really aggravating.
You've never been appealing.
All righty. You know, I was going through the internet the other day, a little humor there, very little, and Hydro has actually made up an app that you can download on your phone for any power outages that are in your area and when the power is going to come back on approximately, like a day or two. And the other reality is I didn't even know there was that many power outages around. I thought, you know, power was always on.
It is. Power outages are really becoming more frequent, for sure. More floods, wild weather, forest fires, everything else.
Ice storms.
Everything.
Yeah, crazy stuff. And Jesse had some questions for you.
Yeah, I did. You know what? I didn't even know what it looked like. And now that you have it in studio, I thought maybe I can describe it for everyone who's not here, or they can go over to our Facebook page and see it. I took a look at it. It looks like a backpack, actually. It's very small. It's only, what, 11 pounds? Which I was trying to lift some weights with it and do some exercise this morning with it.
I want to see Dave lift some weights with it.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dave.
So it's quite light. And it's not complicated at all. There's like two parts to it. There's the booster clamps,
yep.
And then there's the plug-in. And that's about it, right?
Yeah, actually, when you mentioned it this morning, I got to do a shout-out to my mom here because car generator actually weighs 11 pounds. And I didn't realize this. I never put the two together. But I was when I was born, I weighed 11 pounds.
Whoa.
I was a big baby.
And she was probably screaming.
And imagine this new product that I've born myself now actually weighs 11 pounds. It's so funny.
That's cool. Anyway,
so yeah, it's really simple. It's just a set of booster clamps on the bottom. And most people just take it, hang it on near the furnace.
Yeah.
Now, how long can you run this thing? That's always been my boo.
So people always ask, so how long can you run this? 50 to 70 hours is what most cars will sustain. So then all that means is that you can run your car for between 50 to 70 hours until you need to refill the tank.
Yeah,
so
people don't realize that small engines are not really controlled for as far as emissions are controlled. So your car is actually running very, very clean. So it's clean energy.
It's very, very efficient. So much cleaner than a regular generator, most other generators. And yeah, you can basically run it for 50 to 70 hours. So some of our customers, a lot of them will just run it even during the day as an example. And then 11 o'clock at night, shut off their car and go to bed and start it up in the morning again. You can run it around the clock if you want. But a lot of people just use it during the day.
So Jonathan, we got a question. Somebody wrote in on Facebook Live here right now saying, okay, I've got it up on, I can see you guys on screen right now. Does this run off my battery or does it run off something else in my car when I hook it up?
That's a great question. And actually, when I went on Dragon's Den and I won a deal for $100,000 with two dragons.
Did you get any Boston Pizza?
Well, in fact, Jim Treliving, who is the Boston Pizza guy, who was the first one of the dragons, and Vincenzo Guzzo, which is the other dragon.
He is a theater magnet.
Big theater guy in Quebec. So that was the first question that Jim actually asked me was, how long will my battery last? And the answer is it doesn't use your battery at all. It doesn't even touch your battery. It doesn't matter. It doesn't harm your battery. It doesn't harm your car. It basically uses the extra power that your car has from its alternator. So basically what we're doing is when you're driving, we'll take a video we shot with a 2013 Dodge minivan. And we went in and we switched on all the normal things you'd use, like wipers and the heated, you know, the defrosters and the fan and everything else. So we tested how much power that needed, and then we shut all that off. And instead, we used the car generator to power their home furnace. And it used about half of what the car used for headlights. So, you know, you think about that using, and that you can see that on our website on cargenerator.com. And then you click on videos and you can see that.
Two things. One, you're getting $100 off, right? If you're buying it, this weekend?
Weekend, we've got a very, very, very cool special. It's $100 off car generator, and you get $180 in bonus items.
So $280 discount.
Yep. So that includes a furnace plug kit. If you don't have a plug on your furnace, this is a very simple plug that can be installed that gives your furnace a plug and a power meter and a 3-year extended warranty and free shipping. It's $180 worth of bonus items that you know, come Monday or Tuesday morning, we'll be gone. So order this weekend.
It does cut down on your cigarette runs, though, because you got to disconnect the house. Honey, I'm going to disconnect the house because I got to go for a smoke.
Yeah, hold on. I have a question, though. How do you actually hook it up from your car and then run it to your furnace? It seems like quite a long distance from one to the other.
So that's a great question. And I discovered something which was sort of interesting. Costco sells a 100-foot contractor grade extension cord. Canadian Tire probably sells it and other places as well, but 100 feet. And in all of many different customers we've gone to, that 100 feet was the magic number that got us from the car to the furnace. I don't know why, but every single time we've never been more than 100 feet. I don't know why. So 100 feet is basically, so all you do, you attach this, it takes a minute. You hang this thing on the front of your car. If you've ever boosted a car before and you've used the booster clamps, you just put them on, start your car, run the extension cord and plug it into your furnace or your fridge.
And that extension cord is like $30 for 100 foot.
Exactly.
Beautiful.
Wow.
So if we get power outages again this winter, which we know is coming because there's more snow on the way, this is a great time. Any questions you may have, Jonathan's in for the entire hour along with Jesse Kessel. And we're on Facebook Live. So if you want to call in, call in. If not, write in. And this is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back with your questions right after this. So stay with us. Welcome back on this weekend here in the Big Smoke. This is Dave's Corner Garage. And don't forget, you can check in and take advantage of today only, the car generator special that Jonathan is going to be offering up. Jess, what's the number that people can call?
It's 800-750-4660.
Once again, in case it's a telethon, it's 1-800, what?
800-750-4660.
Or the website, www.cargenerator.com.
Okay, Mr. Dave.
All righty, we have a call from a young lady by the name of Jerry, and she wants to talk about the battery in her car. Good morning, how are you?
Good morning, I'm fine. How are you guys?
Good. Well, our philosophy is any day you wake up is a great day.
Okay, good. You have my Christmas present already bought.
Yeah, Jonathan's sitting around.
Perfect. Okay. Question. We have a 2019 Equinox.
Okay.
6 months ago, the battery went, so GM replaced it. 2 weeks ago, we went on a day trip, which was supposed to be a day trip. The car started sputtering after, thank God, after we got off the 401 and on Highway 6 going into Guelph. Later on, we had to get it towed, mayhem, the whole night, whatever. Bottom line, when they checked the car out, it was the spark plugs. One had been defective, apparently, from the factory, and the other one was looking like the car had been driven for years.
Okay.
My question, which nobody at GM or anywhere can answer to me, how safe were we on the highway if the car completely sputtered out on the 401?
Oh, obviously not safe, but the reality is, it wouldn't have completely lost power. You would have probably got to the side, but that's what is really serious because they drive by you so fast. So why are these plugs are foul? This is called fouling. It's called a plug foul. There may be something wrong with the engine, seriously wrong with the motor, because they're not supposed to be fouling. It could be an injector. It could be a faulty pressure gauge. It's something you really have to follow up on. You can't.
Okay,
you can't.
We did. We took it into the dealership. We had to pay that service thing for $70-$80 or whatever it was, okay, on a brand new car.
Yeah.
And they couldn't find a thing.
Okay, then you have to. What you're going to have to do is maybe move it up a scale. You're going to call General Motors Service on Monday, and you want to see an appointment with the DSM, which is the District Service Manager.
Okay.
All right, so now the dealership's had a chance, and you've paid. So obviously, you now have a right to go up to the next level. So you contact the dealer service manager and you get an appointment with him there with you.
Okay.
And bring your documentation.
Okay. And one more thing, we had to pay for the Uber too, so we're working into that.
Yes.
One. So it's the DSM that we need to speak to.
You're absolutely correct. Now, if they have had multiple chances to repair this, I think the magic number is 5 or 7. You can actually go to an arbitration board and have the car replaced. It's called.
Oh,
all right.
I just got you to this car, guys. Come on.
It's called CAMVAP, CAMVAP, CAMVAP.com. It's set up for this type of situation where there's a car with a delinquent problem that you can't solve.
Okay. So we have been dealing with Oshawa.
Yes.
And they're the way, you know, so we've been working with them. So this DMS is somebody different?
Yes, it's the actual factory.
I'm sorry?
That's the factory.
Oh, the factory.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. I'll get my husband to get right on.
Merry Thanks, Christmas. Jerry.
Happy
Thank
New
you.
Year, guys.
Thank okay. you very, very much. So I have a question here for Ashley Jonathan.
He's right next to you. Can't miss him. He's been taller than you, too.
I'm having trouble reading my writing. I must have the wrong
just
glasses.
He's still on vacation mode.
So the question is, if this car had a weak battery, or the car does have a weak battery, that doesn't affect the charge, does it?
Doesn't really rely on the battery. I mean, as long as the car starts, I mean, anytime if you have a problem battery, you should be replacing it or fixing it. But if the car starts and you can operate it normally and it's a normal functioning car, then for sure. It's the same.
Batteries lose almost 50% of their power in the cold.
Yeah, this doesn't rely on the battery at all.
Now, just completely and confusingly, another question for Jesse. Why did you move?
Oh, good question. Many, many reasons. Yeah. It's never just one thing. You know, I ran my marketing company for over 3 years, but a better opportunity came about with Auto Careers Group, and I had to take it.
And you had an association with him before, too. So.
I did. He was the owner there was a mentor of mine, so it was...
This is like Days of Our Lives. Let's all bond together. We have got a lot of people calling in right now and also on Facebook. So we're going to get to more calls. Next one is specifically for Jonathan about Car Generator.
I like it.
So we do too. This is Car Generator with Dave's Corner Garage, and we'll be right back. Stay with us. Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. Everybody driving around trying to get the shopping and just trying to get a parking spot. Good luck. Car Generator, Jonathan Schlew is in the studio today. And we're going to get right to a call, Dave, with somebody who's calling in.
Yeah, we have Grant on the phone, and he's from Listerwell.
Listerwell.
Where men are men.
Don't go there.
All right. Grant, good morning. You got a question about the car generator.
Yes. I live on a small farm, and I have... don't use a lot of power, but I have geotherm for a heating system. And I'm wondering whether the generator would run my geotherm along with my other, I have lights, etc., fridge and...
Yeah, so the answer to that is a lot of people, some people ask that. Geotherm, especially out in BC, they've got that because electricity was cheap, used to be. So it will not run geotherm because geotherm is essentially reverse air conditioning, and that uses quite a lot of power, actually. For most of those geotherms, if you check, you need a pretty big generator to run those, unfortunately. The magic of car generator is that if you have like a gas furnace, propane or oil, really all you need to run to keep your whole house warm is the lights, is just the fan and some basic things. So unfortunately, no, it won't run geothermal heating, but a gas, oil, and that it will. So
now I asked the company that put my geotherm in about it, and they said, well, I asked them how big a generator I need, and they said, well, you really don't need a big generator to run it. The major thing is when it starts up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, surge.
And he said we can put in what is called a soft start.
Yep.
And that reduces the initial shock of when it starts up, and that reduces the wattage and voltage that is needed to run it.
So actually, amperage is the question here.
Yeah, it's startup amperage. Grant, I'm going to ask if you don't mind after the show, maybe about 11:15, if you want to call our 800 number, 800-750-4660.
Give me a moment here till I get a pen.
Okay.
Yes. Go ahead. 1-800.
Yeah, 750.
750.
4660.
4660.
And that's Car Generator. Call and you can speak to me there, and I'll be happy to go into it a bit more. So thank you. Thanks for your call.
Thanks for taking it.
Okay.
All righty. And now we're going to quickly switch to Kerry Schmidt, who's on the, I'm going to say he's on the highway waiting for us. Good morning, Kerry. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Great. Hey, so I was gone and there was a 30-car pileup or something around this area.
Yeah, there was out in Kingston. It was a big mess out there, and sadly, there was a fatality involved as well. Some other serious injuries in that collision. Weather related, snow was falling. Truck trucks and cars and everybody all smashed up together. It really was a mess.
You know, I was in Florida for a couple of weeks. There they have restricted lanes, no trucks on the throughway in the fat passing lane. They're very, very strict about the relationship between cars and trucks. We don't have that here.
Well, you know what? Well, there's no trucks allowed in the left lane of the 401. But again, the 401, that's the really the only corridor that connects Quebec and Ontario to the United States. And, you know, we need to have commerce. We need to have our trucks delivered. So, you know, we have to share the road with all vehicles, motorcycles in summer, transport trucks in all year round, and everyone else is out there. So, you know, again, it's always having drivers paying attention, looking down the road, scanning the horizon, anticipating changing in traffic patterns, weather patterns. Those walls can come up at any moment. Notice.
Dick, are trucks still limited to 105?
Yes, they are. The speed of the governing limit is still there, 105 for commercial vehicles.
That's interesting. Yeah, and one of the other things I always notice, and especially down there, they drive 80 miles an hour or 150 k's. That's their average speed. And this guy's doing over well. Everybody.
Well, we see some pretty high speeds here on the 401. Plenty of drivers getting charged for stunt driving, and we've had plenty of trucks charged NAB for speeding as well.
Interesting.
And, you know, you go on 115, 120, doesn't take much, and you see a big rig going next to a four-wheeler. That's pretty scary when you have vehicles at that speed in the congestion and the traffic volumes that we have right now. And it's difficult because drivers really don't seem to have that discipline in sharing the road and using their mirrors and moving out of the way. It really is a problem.
Now, another problem we were talking about was ice on the roof of cars. And you had a video on your Twitter account, which is fascinating.
Yeah, I just posted that. And this was, I think, on Monday or Tuesday last week after that snowstorm. And people, you know, maybe they're going to use their wipers to clear the snow off their front windshield, maybe the back window if there's a wiper. But if they're too lazy to clear the snow off the roof or the hood, that can come flying off. And just look at that video I posted. You can share it as well. It is devastating. And it didn't come off of a transport truck. Often we get the complaints of snow coming off a big truck, but this is off a small little SUV. It would be so simple, 2 seconds to brush that snow off. And here we have a chunk of ice mashing into the vehicle behind it that was following a very good distance behind, and nothing they could do to avoid that. It happened so fast.
I've actually seen that myself. I was driving with my kids.
Yes.
Yeah, on a highway, and I saw like two cars in front of me that was happening. A lot of stuff was flying off, so I was immediately like, okay, I gotta get away from this car. So
and if it snows and you have nice white fluffy snow coming down, and sometimes you get just a white out condition of snow fluff that blows off when the vehicles finally get up to highway speed. But if you've been there for a couple of days, that snow has compacted, melted and refrozen into sheets, and finally it vibrates and shakes off and blows off in the wind, it flutters. You don't know which way it's going to land or which lane it's going to land in. And if your vehicle is right there, that is massive, and it's going to cause pretty massive damage to your vehicle, windshield, hood, or components. And if you swerve to avoid or try to evade it, you can get yourself in all kinds of trouble.
You know, and it's also speaking about the costs of windshields. Nowadays, they've got cameras built into them. There's all kinds of optics in them.
Mm-hmm.
They're not the $300 item anymore. They're probably $1,200 or $1,300.
Just to keep in mind, it is the responsibility of every driver and every operator to make sure their vehicle is safe for the road. And, you know, there's no specific law of brushing the snow off your roof. But if you go flying down the highway and that comes flying off your vehicle, you're going to be civilly responsible for that. And that's going to affect your insurance and other potential civil suits down the road.
Yep. Alrighty, so that's about it. We should be looking out for ice on the roof, ice on the road, and make room. I always want to make room for the guy coming in on the off-ramp. You know, that's always a situation because the guy on the outside doesn't pay attention. You can't get over, so you got to slow down. Now the guy behind you is not happy. It's terrible out there.
Oh, man. Well, you've got to use those acceleration ramps to actually accelerate and merge with traffic. And everyone needs to share the road, be safe, responsible. And again, if you're distracted, if you're impaired, we're doing festive ride checks. You're looking for drunk drivers, and we're seeing far too many. I think we had 16 impaired driving charges just in the Toronto region last night.
Like, wow.
Insane.
Any Mary Jane stuff or just booze?
Everything.
I'm not sure. There was some drug impaired driving as well, but I know there was lots of alcohol impaired driving, and often there's poly users. If you're going to be smoking, very often you're also drinking together, and then you get consequences, you have no idea what's going to happen to you.
Great. Kerry, thanks a lot for calling in. And if we don't talk to you before then, happy holidays, buddy.
Hey, Merry Christmas, buddy.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Jonathan, did you got any questions that you wanted to kick in with Jesse? You want to got a few minutes?
Yeah. I had a couple questions.
Go
actually,
ahead, Jesse. It's all right. It's safe.
I know we have a generator at home. It's I know because it's a half my garage. So for people that have a generator already, or maybe they don't, why do people buy the car generator?
That's a great question. So I was actually at a show, a camping RV show, and a nice couple came up to the booth and they asked me, or they started talking to me, and I started explaining what car generator is and how it works. And they said, no, we already own one. And it turns out they already have a really big generator in the garage at home. But the situation is, if he's out traveling, as an example, and the power goes out, you've got this gigantic generator that no one really knows how to use, and it's intimidating and it's heavy. So car generator is the size of a backpack. If you can start your car and you can use a set of booster cables, that's all you need. So people really, that's a lot of people, surprising number of people buy this that already own a generator.
You know what I didn't realize also is when you own a generator, you have to have it maintained every part of the year.
Yep.
It has to be test started to make sure it will actually
those work. Ones on the lawn. Yeah, the Generacs on the lawn, they're beautiful. Well, they're not really beautiful, but they're like another extra air conditioner sitting on your lawn. But they'll cost you $400 or $500 a year in maintenance. It's like owning another car.
Exactly right. And I asked about this when Jonathan first came on board with us. And apparently these things vibrate so bad that you can't mount them on the house. They actually will destroy the brickwork of the house because they vibrate so bad.
Yeah, you have to mount them separately, and there's permits and all these kinds of things. Yeah. The whole point of this really was a different way of looking at power, because when most people, when you think about backup power, the electrician comes in and they say, okay, add up your washer, your dryer, your stove, your walk-in wine cellar. You know what? In the power outage, the most important thing is to keep your house warm, the whole house, not just the fireplace, you know, in one room, but your whole house, or to run your fridge in the summer, or both, a couple of lights and computers. And if you can do that with something that's not very expensive, that uses something you already own in your driveway, why not? That's the whole point.
To me, I look at it, and people are writing in or saying, we never knew about this before. It's an emergency saver.
Yeah.
Especially if you're driving in and you've had snow going all day, you drive into your driveway in the car, and you're in the house, and all of a sudden there's no power. You go, my God, what's going on? And it'll take hours for the city to get on. You just plug this thing in, and away you go.
You know, we had the story last time when he was on, when the school caught fire at Eglinton Avenue and Keel. And he went there with his generator that they operated their announcing system on the
office.
Generator.
Yeah.
They ran the office.
It's really true. You know, that's one of the biggest things is if you think about if you bought a car that you only ran once a year, you know, it would be a lot of, you're not sure it's going to start. It's not. Well, this is buying a big generator on the lawn is like that. Basically, it's a car that you're going to maybe use once a year and you're going to maintain it, change the oil and everything else, versus using the car you already own. You start it every day. You know it's going to work, and you can just attach this thing and you get 3, 4, 5 days of power to stay warm. And that's it. Really simple.
And don't forget, for this hour and for the weekend, what's the special for car generator?
The special is $100 off and $180 of bonus items. There's a furnace plug kit, a power meter, 3-year extended warranty, and free shipping. It's a very cool special.
I think Jessie's getting her Visa card out right now.
Yes, she is.
No, my husband's Visa card.
Even boy, better. It's just like my house.
And so if anybody has questions, they can still call in, right? And the number is, again, 1-800-750-4660.
Perfect for your cottage, too. A lot of people have this, and they want to be able to use it for the cottage. There's no maintenance. You could leave this in a closet for 5 years, pull it out, and it's ready when you need it.
So stay with us, because before the hour is up, we're going to announce the winner of our grand prize that's been going on for the month, and that's coming up before the hour is done. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. Listen, we want to thank the thousands of people who have registered all month, last month, to win our grand prize. But unfortunately, we only have one winner, and that is right now Lance Porter, who's on the air. Lance, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you? you?
Good. I got you, Dave Redinger, and he's pointing to me. Nice guy. Lance, listen, Lance, we want to thank you for taking the time to enter, and we're going to go through this thing like it's Jeopardy. So here's what you've won, all right? You've won a full set of Salen tires, and we'll hook you up with the guys at Salen throughout the week, and also a full Crown application from Crown, and also from Car Generator. Jonathan, tell him what he's won.
You have won a Car Generator dry unit. So the dry unit is not the one you see here, but it's the model below that. You can have a look on our website. Just click on cargenerator.com and click on Shop Now, and you'll see what the dry unit looks like. It's made for light duty, sort of camping use, or you can use it if you've got a covered area that you can use in the winter. It's just not weatherproof. So you've run a Car Generator dry unit, and you live in Don Mills, I think, which is actually, I live near the Danforth in Toronto. So I think we're not too far away. We'll probably deliver it to you in person.
Almost neighbors.
Absolutely.
So what are you driving?
Minivan.
Yeah.
Caravan.
Qualifies. It qualifies.
Oh, yeah. You can see a video on our website, actually, on under videos of using a Car Generator with a 2013 Dodge Caravan. It's a cool video. You'll see it.
That's okay, exactly what he has.
14, so I'm sure that'll work.
Great. Yep. Listen, Lance, thanks an awful lot. We'll be in contact with you throughout the week, and we'll set you up with all your little goodies. So it's an early Christmas gift for you.
Wow, this is awesome. Thank you very, very much.
All right. Have a great weekend.
Okay,
thank,
I will now.
Thank the computer. Don't thank us.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you so much.
Dave, back to you.
Jesse, you were mentioning that you had a generator in your home.
Yeah, we do.
You ever started?
I took one look at it, and I was like, I have no idea.
You know how to work it?
What is, no, I don't.
How does it work?
I don't. And you know what? And I was telling Jonathan, you know, my husband works retail hours, and twice the power has gone out, and he hasn't been home. So my parents live about 45 minutes away from us. Had to pack the kids in the car and go, because I have no idea how to use that
thing.
Usually
you hear, honey, your generator is not working today.
Yeah.
Come home and fix it.
So if that happened again, and she had a Car Generator, Jonathan, how would that work?
Yeah, where do you live, Jonathan? I'll come to you.
So really, it would take a minute. You would pull this thing out. Most people store it in their furnace room, just or in their garage on a hook. There's no, it can get cold or hot, doesn't matter. Pull it out, attach it to the front of your car, hook on the booster clamps, start your engine, and run an extension cord in. Literally a few minutes, and your whole house will be
heated. Actually, you can put the extension cord right at the garage door or someplace.
Absolutely.
So you don't even have to go in the house. You just pop it in.
Well, and your Durango would be great, Jesse. It would just start it up like that.
It would run your furnace easily. And the cool thing about this is that your whole house stays warm. A lot of people think, you know, the power goes out, oh, I've got a wood stove. Well, a wood stove's great, but it only kind of keeps one area of the house. Or the bigger thing is in the summertime, it's very hard to run your fridge with your wood stove.
Yeah.
So you actually need, if you've even got, like a lot of people in Quebec, they've got like pellet stoves or wood stoves or other ways to get heat, but you still need power to run your fridge. Bruno actually is a guy from Quebec. We'll have him on next time. And he had another storm power outage around Halloween, and he had no power. He actually ran his Car Generator with like a Saturn, I think he has. You can see it on our website. It's actually pretty cool.
And they were really, really slow in putting the power back on.
Yeah, and you know what? He was sitting there watching the hockey game. He posted all these pictures.
They matched to okay.
I like the fact you can keep your wine fridge going.
That's it. God. Keep everything at temperature.
All righty, we still have some calls to get to, so when we come back, we're going to be talking about Volkswagens with horns and Elantras with batteries.
Volkswagens with horns?
Volkswagen with
that
horns.
That doesn't sound right.
Reindeers with antlers or what? This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back with reindeers and Volkswagens with horns. We think. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We got a few more minutes before we wrap things up. And don't forget that 1-800 number to take advantage of this weekend special. Jesse, camera 3 is yours. What is that number?
Number 4.
Car Generator.
Car Generator. 1-800-750-4660.
And if a woman answers the phone, hang up.
Okay, you got reindeers going on and you got all kinds of stuff going on.
Just quickly, I was just going to mention we watched Ford and Ferrari when we were down there. The movie was great, 3 hours long. But I have a problem is that it was noted as PG, which is what?
Parental guidance.
Parental guidance. But they should have a new one, which is 2W, which means two washroom breaks.
Okay.
Because it's that long a movie. Man, that should be in there in every movie.
Sure,
3W, 2W, 1W.
That's true.
Good to go.
Leave your water bills at home, that's all.
Let's just quickly talk to Elizabeth from Scarborough, and she has an Elantra with a battery problem. Elizabeth, you got to be quick. We're running out of time.
Yes, it's my key fob battery.
Oh, that's easy.
And it's a 2017 Elantra, which I bought in November of 2016. Everything was fine until this past April when I had trouble getting into my car. So I managed to get the little key out and started the car and drove to a Hyundai dealer. And he replaced the battery in this fob. And I was fine, everything going. In August, it happened again, and I had the battery replaced. And now in November, it's showing up battery low. So instead of risking it until I could get to the Hyundai dealer, I'm using my second one, which I usually have on the hook in my kitchen. But this doesn't sound...
No, the second one works properly, was it live?
The second one works fine, yes.
Okay, then obviously the problem is with the fob. It's still under warranty. I would go back. They will probably replace both of the keys.
Okay, I should take both with me.
Yeah, take both
because
with me.
Because I went there, in late October and had my snow tires put on, and I mentioned that I was having, and the salesman just sort of passed it off. Well, it's working now,
No. The reality is, though, one of them is transmitting all the time. The one that's dying is transmitting. It's probably got a secondary shortness side of it. They will need to have the old one to code the new one, and it should be under warranty.
Okay. Now, he said something to me about maybe it was in my purse and getting kicked on and whatnot.
No.
And I usually have it in my pocket. And I thought, well, isn't that where men carry their car keys?
Left pocket.
You got to be your own advocate. Really push for it, you know?
Yeah.
You know what the problem is now. So you got to let them know that you need it replaced.
And if you had heard listen to previous.
Should be replaced, not just the battery.
That's right.
Yeah.
And if you listen to previous caller, if you have a problem, kick it up a notch to a different department at Hyundai.
Pardon me?
If you have a problem with this service, kick it up a notch to the extra department, the dealer service manager, the district service manager.
The dealer, because I was just going to the service department.
Yeah,
you can kick it up. So I should head to the dealers if I have a problem.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you very much.
All righty, there you go.
Bye.
All righty, and let's quickly if we say hello to Mary.
Hello?
Mary, can you hold on to the phone and we'll take the call after the show?
Yes, sure. By all means, I will.
Thank you very, very much. Okay, Jonathan, I want to thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having
big
me.
Big special, $100 off plus a gift of $180.
Never be in a better time. It's $100 off and $180 in bonus items.
So how much is the dry unit?
Dry unit is $495. And then the full car generator is $695. So
for
a couple extra dollars, you're actually getting
peace of mind.
A lot more. Yeah. And you can use it in any weather conditions. So basically $695 is what you're looking at.
Jesse, and you were going to say something? And she was nodding her head.
Nice.
Was I?
Yeah.
I could come up with something, I'm sure.
Two guys are walking into a bar.
And they hear the words, that's a nice tie. And the guy goes, where's the way that's coming from? He says, oh, it comes to the peanuts. The peanuts talk, he said, they're complimentary.
Oh, my.
How many clean jokes are there around? Come on.
Speaking of what's really going on here today, you can check out Jonathan's website, by all means. It's cargenerator.com. And for this weekend, that special exists. And the number, once again, just go for it, girl.
1-800-750-4660.
And thanks to everybody who's been writing in and calling in today, and especially to Lance Porter, who won our grand prize.
Yeah.
Next weekend, we are going to have in from Carcass Canada, Ryan Rogers, along with Andy Kapadoukakis, Dave's favorite guy.
I'm going to call Andy K.
From Lease Busters. But if you're going Christmas shopping, take your time, be careful out there, and go to cargenerator.com and score yourself some bonus savings. All right? Jonathan, have a great weekend, buddy.
Thank you very much.
See you
great
on the
to
slopes.
Be in studio.
I want to thank Duncan for running the board. Thank you, Steve, for coming in today.
Welcome.
Jesse, as usual, I'm
thank
impressed.
Thank you.
And Jonathan,
you.
I don't really care.
You know I love you, Dave.
Keep the reindeer. Shiny side up and the greasy side down. Go ahead, Stevie.
Now just get your reindeers on.
Oh, yeah.
I love this song.
This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.